بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويفرد حديث حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه with regard to the distribution of the spoils of war, the booty of war after the battle of Hunain, in which one person, a munafiq, objected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it wasn't a fair distribution, and na'uzu billah, more than that, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it with sincerity. So in this there are a lot of lessons for us to learn, and that we can bring them into our lives. Hunain is the name of a valley about 10 miles out of Makkah Mukarramah, about 16 kilometers in the direction of Taif. The battle of Hunain took place after the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah in Shawwal, or in the 8th year of Hijri, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Makkah Sharif. Makkah Sharif was conquered, Umrah was made, etc. Then after that, the battle of Hunain took place. And in here also, there is another great lesson, that initially the battle of Hunain was also going in the losing direction of the Muslims. And the reason for that was that the Muslims, it came in their heart that when we were few in number and we hardly had any arms or ammunition, we always were successful. Today our numbers are so big and we are so many, we can't be successful, we can't be defeated today. This little bit that came in their heart, Allah changed the tables. And the non-believers got the upper hand in the battle, and it was in this battle also that unfortunately the news spread that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed. And this was very, very hard on the Sahaba. So this pride that comes in a person upon any success that he gained is extremely dangerous. Many times a righteous person also, whatever he does it with du'as, turning to Allah Ta'ala, etc. He does it in the right way. But when he gains his success, then he says, I did it. I achieved this. It was my know-how. It was my context, etc. So this is very dangerous. Then in spite of great success, it goes completely in the wrong direction. The Muslims were victorious and captured a large amount of booty, which included 20,000 camels and 40,000 sheep. A lot of booty came to in the hands of the Muslims. Al-Aqra ibn Habis radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the leaders of the tribe of Banu Tamim, who was respected during the days of ignorance and after accepting Islam also. He had a great position, and he was one of the persons that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave more of the booty of war compared to other people, and especially compared to the old Muslims, and who had sacrificed all along. But yet they were, so to say, outwardly overlooked, and these new Muslims were given more. And on that, this munafiqeen, etc., had an objection. Also, there are great lessons for us to learn for those who are in the position of authority. Whether we are parents, with this aspect of how to bring up our children. Whether we are bosses in our businesses. Whether we have got any position and there are people working under us. There are great lessons in this hadith for us. And also for those who are the juniors. For those who are the workers, etc., what their relationship must be with their bosses. The children, what their relationship must be with their parents. There are great lessons for all of us in this hadith. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave more of the booty to him and other new Muslims in order to win their hearts and welcome them into the fold of Islam. And all this what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, history has shown that these became great champions of Islam afterwards. At that time, he gave them a bit more than he gave the others, but it had the desired effect. And this is what a true leader is. He doesn't just look at things of that time, but in the long term, what the results will be. due to his confidence in the faith of those who had accepted Islam earlier, he did not give them as much, and his decision was based on his wise management and leadership. The old Muslims, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give them much, and by nature a person will feel that we have served Islam all the time, and today when is the time to party, we are not called to the party. And now somebody else is given all the preference, that the feeling does come. But a true Muslim is one who will never judge Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as it comes here, least will he judge Allah ta'ala. But today, unfortunately, we judge also that many a times a person feels that Allah has not been fair to me. So we are judging Allah. So this is very, very dangerous. We have to understand Allah is Allah and we are His slaves. And we have to accept it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how like this munafiq, he judged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If any person does that, there is a great danger of his iman, in fact. And we have to accept and we have to know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is that perfect model that Allah ta'ala had sent for mankind, and we should accept him in that light. Not that we think we are somebody great and we want to judge Allah's Rasul and his Nabi. In the same way, children should not judge their parents. They should accept their decision. Though parents definitely can make mistakes, and they do make mistakes. But the true relationship is that we have trust in our parents. We have trust in our leaders. We have trust in the boss. That business where the workers have trust in their boss, that business will go good. But where they don't have trust and they doubt the boss also, then that cannot go well. Subordinates who do not have trust in their elders, in their leaders, they also, that things will not go well. And in the same way, the leaders and the elders must also treat the juniors in the correct way. And this year, particularly this matter, is of a great test for a Muslim. That this, when outward favoritism carries on, then it appears that this is totally wrong. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, only that person can be a good superior, a good elder, who knows how to favor. But favor for a reason, not without any reason, or not for the wrong reason. Just because, for example, that is a family member, so we favor him for that. No, not for those reasons. But for good reasons, if a person does not know how to favor, he won't make a good leader. But that favoritism must be based on also strong principles. The remark of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the remark that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unjust in his distribution was made by one of the hypocrites. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of it, he exercised patience. This is also a great quality. When people will criticize us, we must know how to accept that criticism also. We must be able to have patience also. Not just that we become angry and then we treat that person for now. Another wrong we commit when people criticize us. But a person who can tolerate and accept, that is another very great quality for a person to be in a leadership position. He exercised patience and recalled the patience of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to draw strength and consolation. And all the events that we have in our history, etc., of our pious elders, this should be a great support for us. That at times when we are tested, we should think what they went through. But they exercise patience, and we should also then have patience accordingly. It is a characteristic of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam to overlook the abuses and taunts of their enemies. Always they overlook the people. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam went through great, great difficulty. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Taif, we all know how they treated him, but how he exercised patience. So this is a great quality, and in this hadith there are still plenty more lessons for us to learn, May Allah let us understand the hadith and our deen correctly, bring it in our lives, and then see the sweetness of Islam and the enjoyment of Islam. Otherwise, when we have got a lopsided, wrong picture of Islam, then we can't get that sweetness. Instead of putting a little bit of salt in the food, somebody went and put a lot of salt. That very biryani or very akhni, which was supposed to be so delicious, now a person can't even put it a bit in his mouth. So we get the proper picture of Islam, we will get the great enjoyment of Islam.